the importance of winning these games on the road with teams that are under you guys as a, you know, for the playoff.
Yeah, and we feel there's a fair amount of pressure that comes with that on the road. I thought the Island played a heck of a game last night, and in Pittsburgh, and it probably took a little bit out of their legs, but, you know, we're right there, still a point behind, so every mistake that you make on the ice has some consequences to it, so it changes the way you play. But I think, you know, our last two games we've handled it pretty well. We wanted to be above 500 in our last seven. We had two with Boston and a Pitt, and some tougher games in there, so these were critical.
Stahl's performance tonight?
Yeah, Eric is just, we just expect it, to be honest with you. I mean, he's the dominant guy and a true star in our game, and he's meant the world to us. He's on a 40-goal pace again, and I think he's building. You know, I think he's getting better. It's been great.
Is there anything you guys need to do second half, maybe tweak a little that you didn't do the first half?
We need to do what we've done better and more consistently, the good parts of our game. But we clearly have to become a better defensive hockey club. And we're trying. So this is a process, and we understand. We have a young team like the Islanders do. We have the benefit of having two or three star players in camp. Well, two. You know, Ward and Stahl. They really buy those young players some time with McBain coming in and the other young guy, Skinner, you know, some other young players. You need to have a couple of big men that can buy those guys time to develop. So we just need to continue to develop. You know, I mean, Brandon Sutter scores the fourth goal tonight. He hasn't turned 22 yet. We consider him an old guy. Like, he's right. One of our veteran guys, and he's out there for all the key defensive assignments. So we like what we have. We just, how quickly we can mature and how long it takes us to really get our defensive part of our game balanced with our offense, that's a question.
Lastly for me, Coach Skinner, over the first half of the season, and what he's meant to you and the team.
Well, he's just been so fun to watch. You don't expect an 18-year-old to come in and show the flair that he does offensively. Wasn't his finest performance tonight, but that was true of his line, so it wasn't him alone. He's just scored huge goals, and he's shown that rare gift of great players. Age really doesn't matter. He has that talent that, you know, I called the nose for the net, whatever it is.
Right.
He has a special gift, and he's going to be a very good player for a long time.
Thanks, Coach.